I just interviewed Ray McGovern, who is a former CIA briefer to multiple presidents. And of course, Ray McGovern and I, we talked about Russia, Ukraine, the Zelensky factor, the Europeans, the whole situation, and gleaned some new insights from that conversation. And one of the biggest, and of course, I'll play that whole interview for you coming up soon, but one of the biggest insights is that Ray believes that a peace deal is many months away, or several months away. It's not going to happen in a month, he said. It might happen this year. So even though Trump and Putin have talked, and Trump and Putin are very much on the same page, Zelensky's not on the same page, and neither are the European leaders. In fact, as I pointed out in the interview, it seems like the parties are still too far apart to have an agreement. Russia has its demands for territory, a buffer zone, demilitarization, making sure that Ukraine never joins NATO, things like that. But Ukraine has its own demands, which are in many cases exactly the opposite. Ukraine says it won't give up any territory at all to Russia, not even the regions that Russia already controls. So it's hard to see how any kind of mutual agreement can actually be reached here at the moment. And what this almost certainly means is that Russia is going to continue its war on the ground. Every week it's going to claim additional territory. Every week Ukraine is going to lose a lot more men. And every week there's going to be more pressure on Trump to continue to send weapons and money and military assistance to Ukraine. And probably that assistance is going to continue, because I didn't see anything uttered by Trump that said we're going to stop sending weapons. Now, even what J.D. Vance said seemed to imply that we would only stop sending weapons after we have a peace deal. And we don't have a peace deal. We don't even have a framework for a peace deal that would be acceptable to Ukraine. So you could say, yeah, we have a peace deal between the USA and Russia, but neither one of those are Ukraine. So unless you get Ukraine to sign on to this, it doesn't even really matter, does it? So we are far from a peace deal. And sadly, this means it's going to give the European leaders time to figure out how to sabotage this and how to cause more escalations into war. In other words, it's going to give MI6 more time to pull off false flag operations, potentially months to plan and carry out more false flags. And those false flag operations, especially if they go nuclear with dirty bombs or something like that, they could easily derail the current posture of the US and Russia, which is relatively friendly. For example, what if MI6 waged some kind of an attack on a US military base or US military personnel that could be credibly blamed on Russia somehow? Well, that would drive a wedge between the USA and Russia. And that's exactly what Britain wants to do. It's exactly what they want to do. And no doubt MI6 is trying to figure out how to achieve exactly that. Or they might actually set off a bomb in the USA and blame it on Russia. Maybe even a dirty bomb or a nuclear bomb. Or they might attack US naval vessels or another US base somewhere else, somewhere within the reach of Russia, so that they can blame Russia for that attack too. So there are all kinds of scenarios where this thing still goes nuclear. As much as I try to remain optimistic, and I do think that Trump deserves tremendous credit for what he's been attempting to do these last few weeks, the level of outright sabotage against peace is almost unfathomable. You've got so many parties from MI6 and Britain, but the other European leaders as well. Plus, on top of that, you have the military-industrial complex. You've got the Lindsey Grahams of the world. You've got the pro-war senators and the neocons and the war hawks and Zelensky himself and MI6, like I said. All these parties are trying to make sure that World War III gets kicked off. And until we have a signed peace deal by Ukraine or a surrender by Ukraine, then we're never going to be sure whether we actually have regional peace or world peace. And so Zelensky is the one who can really sabotage this and delay peace as long as possible. And that's in his own self-interest, because he knows that his physical and political future are tied to the continuation of war so that he can stay in power. And there won't be new elections, for example, and there won't be criminal investigations into all of his money laundering and fraud and everything that went on from all the hundreds of billions of dollars sent to Ukraine. You know, the minute all that gets uncovered, well, Zelensky wants to be long gone, sitting in his beach house somewhere else around the world, some nation with a non-extradition treaty, no doubt. That's what he's thinking. So he's going to keep the war going as long as possible and try to get as much money out of the West so he can funnel it to his own pockets with offshore banks and offshore property purchases, things like that. Rumors are he's currently sending $50 million a month to one of his offshore banks, and who knows if there are multiple banks that are getting all kinds of money beyond that. So how does Trump navigate this and actually insist on peace if Zelensky won't sign the peace deal? And the honest answer is that there's nothing Trump can do to force Zelensky into a peace deal, but he could have Zelensky assassinated and then replaced either with a peace-friendly leader or with elections. There could be new elections in Ukraine, and then the people get to decide who they want to represent them. And of course, the elections would be rigged in favor of a pro-Trump candidate, obviously. And that's how they could get to a new leader who would sign a peace deal. But that entire process, of course, could take many, many months. It could take until next year to make that happen. So don't think that this is an overnight thing. So in terms of, let's say, gold and silver prices, there are all kinds of scenarios where war escalation increases and where gold and silver prices obviously spike and where peace might once again look impossible. And even though I mentioned that if there's a peace deal, gold and silver will plummet, we don't have that deal. Looks like we're not going to have it for a long time. And thus, the medium-term outlook for gold and silver is to continue to rise in dollar valuation, for a lot of reasons beyond this war, but monetary and fiscal policy reasons as well. Gold and silver are very likely to continue to trend upward until there's a peace deal, if there is, and then at that point, gold and silver would plummet temporarily. You know, gold might go down a couple $100 on that day, you could imagine, but it's very likely still going to stay above $3,300 an ounce. And silver seems to be finding a surprising amount of support at $38 an ounce spot price. And I wouldn't be surprised if pretty soon that exceeds $40 an ounce and keeps on going. But interestingly, anything can change on any given day. For example, if Zelensky were dead tomorrow, you know, assassinated or suicided or whatever, that would probably cause gold and silver to go down, because that would be a strong indicator of an imminent peace deal, believe it or not. I'm not wishing for anybody to be assassinated, just to be clear. I'm anti-violence. But if that were to happen, we need to understand the ramifications. And if a peace deal were achieved, obviously all the U.S. weapons manufacturers, their stock prices would plummet at the same time. But a great thing about a peace deal is that it may begin the process of rolling back the economic sanctions on Russia, which would allow the U.S. and Russia to engage in trade. Once again, we'd be able to engage in trade. And I remember that one of the products that we used to offer that was made in Russia was a really nice portable radiation detector. It was very advanced. And of course, after Russia was cut off from the SWIFT financial system and all those sanctions went into place in 2022, we could no longer get those products from Russia. Couldn't even pay them for the products. So, you know, there are a great many different products, not just consumer products, but also energy and fertilizer and aluminum and things like that, that Russia produces that the West would benefit from. We all benefit when we trade with each other rather than bombing each other. So we should all pray for peace and help call for peace and trade, because in a war, the only people who get rich are the weapons manufacturers. And, you know, they get rich off of war and death, whereas everybody else is uplifted economically by trade and peace. So join me in calling for peace. And share this podcast and check out my other podcasts at brighteon.com. And when you want to stack some more gold and silver, talk to our gold sponsor. You can find them. It's the Battalion Metals Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. And it's the new launched version of the Treasure Island Company. This is just their new website branding. It's still the same back end. It's the same infrastructure. And they are highly trustworthy, third generation family operation, honest pricing, guaranteed insured delivery, discreet, you know, very knowledgeable, no bait and switch nonsense, nothing like that. So when you want to get gold and silver from a trusted source, that's who I trust. And you can find them at metalswithmike.com. That'll take you right to Battalion Metals. So do everything you can to get prepared. We don't have peace yet. War may still break out over all of this. And if Europe has its way, it's going to make sure that that happens, which is kind of a sad commentary on the European leaders right now. But make sure you're well prepared with the food, you know, emergency medicine, emergency communications, your financial solvency, and get as off-grid as you can for as many things as you can, including food and medicine and herbs and many other areas, water collection, you know, things like that. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com is where you can find my articles, and brighteon.com is where you'll find my podcasts and my interviews. So thank you for listening. God bless America. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.